Sairam Day listeners. Till now you have heard the live Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari presented by Brother Sai Prasad, and it's now time to go to the next segment, that is the last segment of the first session of this Thursday live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In today's episode, we bring to you a special talk by Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma on Vedic science on agriculture and environment. This talk was presented during the two-day International Veda Conference and Multi-Faith Symposium that was conducted as a part of Bhagwan's 92nd birthday celebrations on November 20th and 21st, 2017. After this talk, you will be listening to the Vedam and Bhajan live from the Sai Kulwant Hall. So without any further delay, over to Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma along with the introduction to the professor.
Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma is a former Vice Chancellor, Sri Venkateshwara Vedic University, Tirupati. Professor Sharma got a gold medal in MA Sanskrit from Osmania University, Hyderabad, and Acharya MA in Yajurveda from Rashtriya Sanskrit Sansthan, New Delhi. He also received a doctorate in Veda from Andhra University. He will be speaking on Vedic science on agriculture and environment, a remedy to overcome food shortage. Over to Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma.
Namasabhayai Sadhyakshayai, I offer my humble pranams to the divine feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Learned scholars, ladies and gentlemen, now I am going to present some of the points related to Vedic agriculture and environmental science. Basically, Veda divides the agriculture into two categories. There is a mantra, Krishta Pachyanchame, Krishta Pachyanchame. Krishta Pachya, Akrishta Pachya, Gramyaschame, Pachava Aranyascha, Yajnena Kalpantam. This mantra goes like this. Krishta Pachya means the agriculture with cultivation. Akrishta Pachya means the agriculture which doesn't need any effort, human effort, any irrigation or plowing or any such thing. So, the former one is called village agriculture, and the latter one is called, the second one is called Aranya or the wild agriculture. There is a yaga which is called Vajapeya. Vaja means the food. The food is offered to various deities. Veda gives us 14 kinds of foods. We only know the staple foods like rice and wheat. But Veda knows about 14 kinds of paddies and foods. Saptanaho manjuhoti saptava annani yavanteva annani saptagramya oshadayaha saptaranyaha ubhayishamavarudhyai. The 14 kinds of foods are divided into two, Gramya and Aranya, which means the food of the cultivated paddy and uncultivated paddy. The first variety of paddy are Tila, Masha, Vrihi, Yava, Priyangu, Anu, Godhuma, and the second variety consists of Venu, Shyamaka, Nivara, Jartila, Gavidhuka, Markataka, Garmuta or Kulatha. The botanical names are given there. They are subject to correction, if any. Friends, the Veda also gives some advices with regard to the successful agriculture. The foremost advice is to follow the dictum or the direction of the seasons. Every paddy has got its own season. It ripens or the crop can be cut in a particular season. Why it is so? Why not in some other time? There is a reason behind this and it is given by Veda. If you follow this, the yield will be more, more healthy. There is an episode in the Veda in the context of Devasuvam Havimshi. It is called a ritual, Devasuvam Havimshi. In this, the deity Prajapati has engaged this presiding deities of all the six Rutus. They were engaged in the performance of the ritual. And at the end of the ritual, some dakshina or some remuneration is given to them. So, while giving the dakshina, Prajapati has given the patent of certain paddies, certain crops to certain seasons, certain seasons. Sarasamaha vasantaya prayachatu yavangrishma yaushadhir varshabhyo vrihin sharade masatilau hemanta sisirabhyam. In the distribution, the juicy items, fruits like mangoes, watermelon and such other things, they were given to the presiding deity of Vasanta. Then, Yavangrishmaya, the Ritu Varsha, Grishma god, Yava, Oshadhir Varshabhyaha, all the herbs that are used for medicinal purposes were given to the Ritu of Varsha, the rainy season. Yavangrishma yaushadhir varshapya vrihin sharade. The rice went to the share of Sharadrutu. It ripens in Sharadrutu. Vrihin sharade mashatilauhe mantashishirabhya. The paddy of Masha or Moongdal, it was given to Hemanta and Tila Sisem was given to Shishira. So like this, the seasons are fixed by Prajapati. He is the creator. He is the runner of the world. He conducts the entire proceedings of the universe. So if we follow his direction, it will be more useful for us and more beneficial for us. Friends, in this context, I want to give you a small example how the Veda minutely looked into the science of agriculture. We know the rice has several species. Veda also knows this. In fact, since Veda has told us, we happen to know it. In another ritual, etavanto vai devanagum savaha, there is a mantra. There are different deities and different deities are given different types of rices. The cooked food is offered. Anna or the cooked food is offered to different deities. And they are Agnaye Grahapataye Purodasa Mashtakapala Nirvapati கிருஷ்ணானாம் வ்ரீஹீணாகும் சோமாய வனஸ்பதயே ஸ்யமாகும் சருகும் சவித்ரே சத்யப்ரசவாய புரோடாசம் த்வாதச கபாலமாசூனாம் வ்ரீஹீணாம் ருத்ராய பசுபதயே காவீதுகம் சரும் ப்ருஹஸ்பதயே வாசஸ்பதயே நைவாரம் சரும் இந்திராய ஜ்யேஷ்டாய புரோடாசமே காதச கபாலம் மஹாவ்ரீஹீணாம். The explanation is very lengthy. I will give only the summary of it. Veda mentions about black rice, Krishna Vrihi, black rice. We have seen the white rice. I have seen the reddish grains of rice. Veda says also there is a black rice which improves your sustenance, your tolerance. On consuming the black rice, the stamina, endurance, capacity grows up. Krishnavrihi, and then Mahavrihi. Mahavrihi is a bigger one. A bigger rice, Mahavrihi. And then Anu is a Sukshma Vrihi, the minutest, like the mustard seed, very very light one, very small one. And quite interestingly, Veda says that there is another variety of rice which is called Ashu Vrihi. Ashu means fast. Ashu Vrihi, the fast rice. Commenting upon this mantra, sage Vijaranya says, Shashtibhir divasaihi pachyamanaha ashuvrihayaha. The crop which ripens, which comes for cutting, only in 60 days. Only in 60 days the crop is ready. That is called ashuvrihi, which means we can have 6 crops a year. Anavaha sukshma vrihayaha. So, like this, there are so many things. The agriculture, in the agriculture, protection of the seed is very important. How to protect the seed? Without seed, the agriculture cannot be carried out, cannot be taken forward. Deva imam madhuna kinasham. Veda also knows about the manures and fertilizers and the pesticides. Madhu, the honey, the water mixed with honey is a very big, very, very prominent manure that is given to the agriculture. And then the panchamrita. The water mixed with panchamrita, if sprinkled, then it strengthens the crop. Then the pesticides are kinashaha, kinasha. Kutsitam upamshu ghatin nashayati iti kinashaha. The worms, the germs, and the other such things which are harmful to the crop, they are called kinasha. How they are killed? They can be killed by spreading the bhasma, yajna bhasma on it. Or the urine of a cow. The urine of the cow is used as a pesticide. Friends, Veda says, it is a ritual. Agriculture is actually a ritual. To begin with this yajna of agriculture, first you will be plowing. For that purpose, you have to beg for the pardon of the Mother Earth. Yatte bhume vikhanami kshipram tadapirohatu. Mate garbhavi murgvari mate hridayamarpiram. Oh Mother Earth, please excuse me for plowing. It is not my intention to hurt you. Please see that vegetation covers the place where I use the plow. The presiding deity of the agricultural land, he is also should be invoked before the farmer starts the activity of ploughing. He is called Kshetrapati. Kshetra means the agricultural land. Without his grace, it is difficult to have proper yield. Kshetrasya patina vayagum hitene vajayamasi gamashvam poshayitma sano murdati drise kshetrasya pate madhumanta murmim dhenuri vapayo asma sudhukshva madhushchutam ghratamu vaputuputa mrtasya napadayo vatayantu. He Kshetrapati, the presiding deity of the agricultural land, I pray you to give us food. The food is not just for my sake. It is for the other beings like quadrupeds, the four-legged animals, the two-legged animals. The two-legged animals as well as the four-legged animals. For all of us, we need food. Please give us. So, agriculture is a yajna. It is a pious yajna. Naturally, the yajna is performed by a sacrificer. A farmer is a sacrificer. He sacrifices. Prithivi cha me yajnena kalpatam, marutascha me yajnena kalpatam, vrishtischa me yajnena kalpatam. All these the components of yajna of agriculture. The earth, the prithivi, marutaha, the winds that blow and bring in the clouds, and then vrishtischame, the rain. These are the main components of the yajna of agriculture. So Veda considers agriculture as yajna. So friends, when there is excessive agriculture, people say that it is harmful to the environment. Ecological imbalances will occur. It is true. But if we follow the Vedic dictum, Vedic path, agriculture is not going to harm the environment. The details are given in my paper. I am only presenting the substance of it. We know that environmental balance is very much necessary. Pollution has become a very big problem. Pollution of earth, pollution of wind, pollution of water, everywhere there is pollution. Upasthate anamiva ayakshma asma pyamsantu prithivi prasuta deghanna ayuk pratibuddhyana vayantu bhimbali hrtasyama. This is a verse from Atharva Veda. Here, the mother earth is prayed. Upasthate, O mother, we are safely in your lap. We are there safely in your lap. Please see that we do not we are not disturbed by amiva ayakshma. These two are very important words. Amiva means a bacteria which is produced internally within our body. Perhaps this is amoeba of modern English. Anamiva. Veda says amoeba. Va, ba. These two are, in sound they do not have much difference. The Vedic amoeba has become the modern amoeba, perhaps. Anamiva. The diseases are caused only by two reasons. One is the internal bacteria. And yakshma means the external virus. These two are the reasons. Anamiva. We should not have amiva. And we should not have yakshma. Please save us. When earth is polluted, these things do happen. Bacteria will be rampant. Diseases will be rampant. So mother is paid like that. Then deforestation is another important reason for ecological imbalance. It is quite interesting that Veda says, do not cut any tree. If you have to cut, then ananga sangam vrischet, a few inches above the earth level you cut it. See, if we cut our nails, we do not feel the pain. But if we cut the finger, then we will feel the pain. So, few inches, 4 to 5 inches above the earth level, the area, the trunk of the tree is numb. It is not so sensitive. So, you cut there. After cutting, the trunk remains in the earth. You anoint it with honey and ghee. And you put a piece of gold on it and pray, please grow again. That is the method given by the Veda for cutting a tree. Shrirvai Vrikshasyagram. Friends, it is quite interesting. We all believe that Mahalakshmi, the presiding deity of the wealth, money, she lives in the lotus, in the flower of lotus. But Veda says, she lives on the top of the tree. This is the Jaiminiya Brahmana mantra from Samaveda. Shrirvai Vrikshasyagram. Vrikshasya Agram. The top of the tree is the seat of Mahalakshmi. If you fell down the tree, wealth is gone. Economy is gone. Ecology is gone. So, Shrirvai Vrikshasyagram. Mahalakshmi lives on the top of the trees. So, you take care of deforestation. That's right. Not only big trees, sir. If you want to cut a small reed of grass, like Darbha, the Veda says that you have to take certain precautions. You take the knife with which you are going to cut it, put it in Darbhas, sprinkle it with water, and put some Darbha reeds on it, sterilize it, and then cut the Darbha reed. A small reed of grass. Even for that side. Achetavo marisham jivama sharadasyatam. Oh reed, I am taking away your life. But don't cut off my life. And don't cut off my progeny. Achetta, I am harming you. I beg your pardon. Please don't harm me. Achetavo. This is in front of a small grass. So, friends, with regard to the sound pollution, with regard to the water pollution, Apsuva Sarvas Jagatah Pratishtha, we just heard a very interesting lecture on this one, on the water. Apsuva Etas Jagatah Pratishtha. Water is the main source of life. Manusmriti says, apa eva sasarjadu tasu viryam avasrajatu tadandam abhavaddhaimam koti surya samaprabham. Brahma, the creator, wanted to create the universe. You know, first, what is the thing he has created? He has created water. And he has sowed a seed there. Brahma has sowed a seed there. Tadandam abhavaddhan. That has grown into an egg. That's why we call it Brahmanda. Because it was sown by Brahma. That is why it is Tadandam abhavaddhaimam koti surya samaprabham. Then it was divided. Upper sphere and lower sphere. So, apayeva sasarjada. What is the base for this universe? Water is the base for the universe. Apova sarvasya jagatah pratishtha. Pratishtha means the base. The base is water. So, if water is polluted, take it for granted, everything is polluted. You need not pollute each and everything differently. Each and everything separately. If you pollute water, everything is polluted. Everything is gone. That's why Veda says, Napsu mutra purisham kuryat. Don't urinate in the vicinity of water flows. On the banks of the rivers, on the beaches, don't urinate. Napsumutrapuri Shankaryat Nanishtivet. Don't spit where there is water. Don't spit in the water. If you want to take a bath in a river or sea, first you clean yourself by performing a bath in your home or other in other place. You become purified yourself and then you enter into the water of river or sea. Before that, you have no right to enter into the flow of water. Napsumutrapuri Shankaryat Nanishtivet Navivasanasnayat. When you take bath, at least there should be some piece of cloth on your body. That is also a precaution given by Veda. Then sound pollution. Sound pollution, we need not tell about the sound pollution. With the advent of the technology, the gadgets like cell phone and other things, at what level the sound pollution has increased. Yeah, I will come. So, what the Veda says is, Bhadran Karne Bhishrunuyama Deva. Let us only allow us only to listen those which are palatable to our ears. Bhadran Karne Bhi Shrunuyama Deva. Other things, please avoid them. Ultimately, the Veda says about various pollutions. But even though it is late, I don't want to skip one pollution. The statement of one pollution recorded in the Vedas, that is, above all these kinds of pollution, there is one pollution which is mind pollution. It is the most important one because it is the root cause of all the other ones. What is the reason, sir? Encroachment. Encroachment in the other areas. We go into a forest and destroy the biodiversity there. Is it not encroachment? Encroachment and overtaking, these are the principles of ecological imbalance. Mind pollution. That's why samani va akutihi samana hrdayani vaha samanamastu vo manaha. Please take away the pollution from my mind. Please purify it. In the Abhisheka, we came across certain mantras that are called Shiva Sankalpa. Tanme mana Shiva Sankalpa mastu. My heart should be purified. So then, as I was requested by the organizers, I am going to make some certain suggestions. These are also subject to corrections. Adopting methods of agriculture that require less water. There is a paddy which is called Kyambu. It is called Kyambu. Hiyatapi ambuna phalatiti Kyambu. Just a drop of water is enough for this paddy. Let us identify and develop this. Promoting non-staple foods like yava or barley. Encourage non-staple foods. Minimizing the use of modern chemical fertilizers and pesticides and replacing them with the traditional items to avoid pollutions. Increasing the irrigation of seasonal fruits that needs less water and promotes the health of the consumers. And so on. The last one I will try to explain. Advising people to avoid overeating and overdrinking and wasting of food. This is a Vedic ordinance. This is an ordinance given by the Veda. An atyashanat atipanat. If you eat more than what you require, or if you drink more than what you require, you are liable for punishment. Atyashanat, atipanat. These occur in the Ekagrikanda mantras of Krishna Yajurveda. I brought it from there. And then, annam mrutyuntamu jivatumahu. You know what is the concept of food? Food, we think that it gives us life. But the Vedic concept is, food is your death. Annam mrityum tamu jivatumahu. We all know, we need not explain how the life is sustained by food. That need not be next. The other thing has to be explained. Veda explains like this. Adyate ticha bhutani tasmad annam tadujyata iti. We call it anna. Why? Why it is called anna? Adyate, it is eaten by you. And later on, it will eat you in the form of diseases. Adyate, that substance which you think that you are eating, but actually you are eaten by it. Such thing is called anna. Adyate attica bhutani. First you eat it. At the end of your youth, when you enter into the old age, it will eat you. After all, this body is the transformation of anna. The blood and flesh is the transformation of anna. It has to decay one day or other. The food has to decay. That is roga or disease. So, anna is nothing but you think you are eating it, but actually it is eating you. So, friends, as I already told you, it is a yajna. Without yajna there is nothing. Agnau prastahuti samyag aditya mupatisthate adityat jayate vrishtihi vrishte rannan tatah prajah. If you perform yajna, the clouds will shower, the food is produced and people will enjoy. If there is no yajna, the consequential things are just gone away. And the great grandfather of Rama, who is King Dilipa, in Raghuvamsha Kavya says, Haviravarjitam hotastvaya vidhivadagnishu vrishtibhavati sasyanam avagraha vishoshinam. If there is a drought for the yajna, there will be a drought in the country. So you please take care of the yajna. So ultimately, I conclude with an invocation to the Almighty. Nikame nikam. It is said like this. O God, give us timely rain. Increase the food. Give us happiness along with longevity. Nikame nikame na parjanyo varshatu phalinyo na oshadhaya pachyantam yoga kshemo na kalpatam. I offer myself to you. You please take care of me. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Yoga kshemo nakalpatam. Respected scholars, if there is anything interesting in this presentation, that is only because of the grace of Baba Garu. If there is anything boring to you, that is my own contribution. Thank you, one and all.
Shiva.